Yud Aleph Sivan, Friday the 14th of June, Rabbi Ephraim Hochheiser, Birchas Kahanim.
Topic is Berachas Koyanim, this week's Sadra, one of the mitzvahs which we don't have as often as in Eretz Yisrael. They do Berachas Koyanim on a daily basis. We only manage it on Yom Tov. As far as we're concerned, I don't know how many Koyanim are sitting here, but we are used to thinking that the mitzvah only belongs to the Koyanim. But it's interesting to note that Charedim holds, and the Bir Halacha, beginning of Hilchas Nisias Koyanim, brings down that mitzvahs asei levorachas Koyanim, that we all know, v'Yisrael hu oimdim ponim kineik pnei HaKoyanim, b'shsiko umschabnim libom lekabel berchosom kidvar Hashem, him name v'chlal ha-mitzvah. They are also included in the mitzvah. That means, interestingly to note, we don't make a bracha, asher kedushon b'kedushosei shel ha'arim v'tzivonu levorach, but if we are standing, available, and exactly how to be mekayim the mitzvah, I'll talk to you a little bit later, but we are also part of the mitzvah. There might not be a chiyuv to go and listen to Berachas Koyanim on the Yisrael, but when you're there, you listen, and you're mechaven, exactly, we'll see exactly how to do the mitzvah on the Yisrael's part. We are also being mekayim this mitzvah, the Eraisa of Berachas Koyanim. The mekabel of the bracha is also part of the mitzvah, and he's got a kiyum mitzvah. Right, before I go further, let me just talk about the pasuk in this week's Sedra and how to translate it, which there's a big machlokes tanoim as to who is giving the bracha here. The pasuk starts off, as we know, koisavorchu es b'nei Yisrael, berchas koyanim, is the koyanim are giving the bracha. Koisavorchu es b'nei Yisrael, davel ha'aron velbonav leime koisavorchu es b'nei Yisrael, omoiv lahem, you shall tell it to Klal Yisrael. How does the pasuk finish off? V'somi ashmini abnei Yisrael v'ani avolchem v'ani avolchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a bracha here. So the machleik is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, exactly who is giving the bracha here. Is the bracha coming from Sigmund Chulin Daf Mem Tesel Medalef? Is the bracha coming from Rabbi Shmuel learns, steht in Posi, the bracha is coming from the Koyanim. So what's the Ani Avolchem? So Ani Avolchem, I will bless the Koyanim. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns. Rabbi Akiva says as follows. No. You Koyanim, say the bracha. The Ani Avolchem, but I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give the bracha. Meaning, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yodom. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. They give the bracha, and I give it to you a bit more of a deeper explanation when we're going to learn the Rambam. The Koyanim give the bracha. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ani Avolchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give the bracha. And then the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, how do we know that the Koyanim themselves get a bracha. That's not in this week's parsha. That's Vavolchum Avalcheko. Anybody gives a bracha, he himself gets a bracha. Interestingly to note, Rashi brings down Ala Torah both Pshotim Va'ani Avolchim. Va'ani Avolchim LeYisrael. Va'ani Avolchim LeKoyanim. But really, it's a machlekes Tanurim. It's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. We take on the Ikka Halacha is that the Birchas Koyanim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main bracha is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me bring you one of this right, which I'll show you the Rambam in a minute, but the Gemara says here in Soita Daf Lamed Ches Omed Beis, where that main sugya is, Vomer Rabbi Shua Ben Levi called Koyin Shem Vorech, a Koyin that gives a bracha, Misborech, Vishayinu Mavorech, Einu Misborech, Shenema Vavolchu Mavorecheko. He brings the posuk Vavolchu Mavorecheko, the posuk, not Va'ani Avolchim, which is mentioned in this parashah. He brings down Vavolchu Mavorecheko. Zaraya says Rashi here, that we take on, that the Bilchas Koyanim is done through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do the Koyanim get the bracha? Where do we know them? Because it says Va'ani Avolchim. How do we know that the Koyanim? Vavolchu Mavorecheko. That's how Rashi seems to take on, that we take on, like Rabbi Akiva, that the main thrust of the bracha is from HaKadosh Baruch. Why do the Koyanim get the bracha? You give a bracha, you get a bracha as well. It's very interesting.
The
Pshat
of the
wording.
Pardon?
Yes, correctly so, but even if a Koyan gives a bracha himself, we need somewhat of HaKadosh Baruch to be involved there. Pardon? That's in any case, that's only because we're not doing Berks. Because you know, it's not so straightforward that somebody's not a Kohen to give a bracha. It's a quick question, Kala. If you give Berchas Kohenim and you're not a Kohen, you could be over by a say, the Gemara says, so you're not Mechavim Lashem Berchas Kohenim. Either parents give. No, they say what the Kohenim do give. The Mechavim that the Kohenim's bracha should be Niskayim, but they're not actually giving Berchas Kohenim. Yisrael is not allowed to give a Berchas Kohenim. In fact, there are some people that are medactic not to put the two hands on a child, but we are makel because it's quite obvious that we don't do it. B'shem Berchas Kohenim, we don't do it because of Berchas Kohenim. So the consensus of Paschim is you're allowed to do it. But Lemaisa, Gornstedt, he didn't put two hands on his when he gave. But Lemaisa, we don't give Berchas Kohenim. A Kohen is supposed to give Berchas Kohenim.
For this, we say Ashkoyach Kohanim on the end, they give you a
Bofia. Yeah, okay.
They say Bofia.
Yes.
So,
yes, it goes two ways. It goes two ways. I saw a very interesting Drosh HaSaran. The Drosh HaSaran says, Kala Misbalel Bad Chaveiroi. If you dump for somebody else, Hu Nana Tchila. He gets answered first. What do you mean, Hu Nana Tchila? Why who nana tchila? If you daven for somebody else, on the way, it passes through you. So you get it on the way to the other person getting his Yeshua. So Mele, who nana, he gets answered tchila beforehand, because you give over the bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha on the way. Okay, that's what the Gemara says here. I want to show you a very interesting Rambam, how he brings down this halacha, and we see halacha lemaisa, the idea of Berchas Kohenim. The Rambam says as follows, in Perek Tes Vov, halacha Vov Berchas Kohenim. Kohen, who hasn't got anything specifically wrong with him, which he cannot do Berchas Kohenim, afal pish einei chochem. He's not a clever, he's not a Talmud Chochem. Einei medaktik b'mitzvus. Oishahoy habriyois meranen in achlov. People were speaking about him in ways which are not appropriate. Oishahoy masoe matonei b'tzedek. His business dealings are not as they should be. Harizeh noise kapov. He's allowed to do berchas koyanim. Ve'ein moyanim oisei. We don't stop him. Lefishezu mitzvahs asei al kol koyen shevou l'nesiyas kapayim. Any koyen, which is void, ve'ein oimrim. Right, so that's how the Rambam starts off. So the Rambam says, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, anybody's got a great Rosh Hashiva, a great Rebbe, geit manarayim beit nabrocha. Why? Tzadik, mekoyel habrochais. suddenly we've already decided that the Kohen doesn't have to be anybody of great stature, can be anybody. Fregt the Rambam asks the kasha here. Ve'alta tame v'toyme matoil berchas hedyut here. What are we going to berchas kohenim for somebody who we've now already seen, he is quite a hedyut, the way we've already tried to mention here. So the Rambam asks the kasha. Says the Rambam, she'ein kibul ha'brocha tolu b'koyanim. The bracha is not dependent on the Kohenim, elu ba'kudosh baruch hu. Shenema v'sumi eshmi'al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avolchim. So the Rambam uses the opinion of Rabbi Akiva to explain us that the main thrust of the bracha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'Kohenim oisim mitzvah. All the Kohenim doing is the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenitztav bo v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rachma mevolech Yisrael kechefzoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha kechefzoi, meaning according to his own will. Interesting, when a Kohen gives Birchas Kohenim, says the Rambam, we're not really looking at the great tzidkus of the Kohen, that he should give over his bracha. The main thrust of Birchas Kohenim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ani Avolchem. It doesn't matter, even though he is not of this great tzidkus, don't worry about it. The bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, here Birchas Hedyot is even if he is taka, gives you a bracha. No, but here, we're talking about, now that's what I'm trying to say. This differentiates between a normal bracha of a person, which is a berchas hedyot, to berchas kohen. Berchas kohenim specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you say what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to do, v'ani and I will give the bracha. A berchas hedyot is referring to that he is the mekoyel ha-bracha. I saw a very interesting translation of the word bracha. What's the word bracha? Brocha comes from a loshen of brecha. Have you anybody been to Eretz Yisrael? What's a brecha? A big swimming pool. A big pool of water. Somebody who's a mekoyel habrocha, he's got a big pool of water and he gives over from himself. So you go to a tzaddik, you go to him, he's got a big pool, loads of schusim, lots of Torah, lots of tzidkas, and he can give over from his pool. When it comes to Berchas Kohenim, writes the Rambam, we're not going to him. It's not the Kohen giving from his own pool, it's not the Kohen taking from what he deserves, from his righteous ways or whatever it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and that is where Berchas Kohenim comes from, and that's how the Rambam explains what Berchas Kohenim. Berchas Kohenim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now the Kohen is doing it on as his mitzvah, and that's how it gets to the sky. They are shlichim to do what they're supposed to, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is the mevorech. It's as follows. Once we understand that, I want to explain an interesting Gemara. But before I give a few other pshatim, there's a very interesting Gemara here in Sotah, which the Gemara says as follows. Shalu Talmidov es Rebbe Elozer ben Shemua b'ma harachto yomem. Why were you zeicher for arichas yomem? Okay, we all want to have arichas yomem. Interesting thing, sometimes a small thing can help a lot in life. So, basically, carpendry, basically. Okay, I'm not going to go through that. The third thing is, v'lein esosi kapai b'loi brocha. When before I went up to Berchas Kohenim, there was a brocha said. And the Gemara says, my mevorach, and what brocha you're supposed to say here. Interestingly to note, what exactly is this new introduction of making a brocha by Berchas Kohenim? And the Gemara goes on to say, my mevorach, shekishon ben tzveisov, v'tzivonu levorachas amo Yisrael ba'avo. Why? And what bracha is he referring to here, which is introduced? All mitzvahs you're supposed to make brachas. It sounds like, from the Gemara, he's introduced a new bracha, which you're supposed to make here. The Meiri learns, because of this question, you're not talking about that bracha, we're talking about, you know, the Kohenim, before they go up to Berchas Kohenim, they face the wall, And they say Yerotzin Shethe Brochas Zu Shetzvisonu Levorchas Amzulehe Bomichel Vovin. I should get it done in a correct manner. And then when he turns away after Berchas Kehanim, because Berchas Kehanim has got to do Ponim El Ponim, facing to Klal Yisrael, he then goes and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Osinu Mashe Gezarto Aleinu, I have done my bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do your bit. That's also according to Rav Akiva, like I told you before, that you were asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've done my bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do your bit, because I've only done, like the Rambam says, what you've told me to do. But the bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Meiri wants to learn that when he was Zeicha La'arichas Yomem, is not talking about the Berchas Kehanim. Well, obviously you're supposed to say Berchas Kehanim. It's talking about this bracha which was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please do what you're supposed to be doing. But Berchas Kehanim is a standard bracha, like all Berchas HaMitzvahs, and you can't say that he introduced this bracha, that's why we're Zeicha La'arichas Yomem. Every mitzvah has a bracha, but it doesn't sound like that from the Gemara, because the Gemara sounds like we're talking about the Berchas Kehanim, because the Gemara carries on by saying, Mai Mevorech, Asheke Dishonah B'mitzvah Yisrael. So there are many pshatim here. I'm going to tell you two pshat, and then I'll come to the Marshos pshat. The Karnoira asks the Kasha as well, why should you not say Berchas Kehanim? So he wants to say like this, we don't make a bracha on a bracha. Berchas Hamozein. We don't say Asheke Dishonah B'mitzvah Yisrael. So he wants to say that he might have thought that you don't make a bracha on Berchas Kehanim because it's a bracha on a bracha, and therefore you don't make. So Kamash Melot, we do make a bracha on Berchas Kehanim. That's what the Karen Oyer wants to suggest. There's another pshat, but that's also based. Another pshat is because could be only a mitzvah which has been odom lemokrim you make a bracha. As it states in Rambam, and Rambam writes that you only make a bracha on a mitzvah bein odom lemokrim. A mitzvah bein odom lechaveroi is mashmi. You don't make a bracha. So who I didn't hear? It could be a bein odom lechaveroi, even though we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha. So whatever happens, we've got a bit of a difficulty in this Gemara. Why do we say he was Zeicha? Because he introduced this new bracha of Berchas Kehanim. We know that every mitzvah has a bracha. So let me read you the Marsho in Megillah, because the same Gemara is in Megillah as well, what the Marsho writes there. And from the Marsho, we'll have a bit of more of an insight into what we've spoken until now. The Marsho in Megillah writes as follows. I'll tell you what Daf from Megillah if you want to know. It's Aleph here. I forgot exactly. Daf Chof Zayin Omed Beis. Daf Chof Zayin Omed Beis. One second, I'll put my show written down here. Right. The Mavshor writes in Megillah as follows. The Hava Minna, I might have thought, the Eina Koin Tzorich Levorich, Kiven She'ein Zu HaMitzvah, Elo L'Tevoson Shel Yisrael. I might have thought there's no bracha. Kiven, since this bracha is only L'Tevoson Shel Yisrael, She'tochul Berchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yisrael, K'moy She'kosev V'ani Avorchem. Writes the Marshal, that I might have thought there's no bracha here. Why not? Because the Kohanim are not giving their own bracha. They're only giving a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give his bracha. K'moy She'kosev, like it mentions, V'ani Avorchem. So what exactly does the Marshal mean here, and what does the Marshal mean to say that there's no bracha on this? The answer is, like I told you before, the main thrust of the bracha is who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If what you're doing is only a hechsher mitzvah, lemoshel, if you build a sukkah, you make your tzitzis, do you make a bracha on the siyas tzitzis? So I might have thought there's no Berchas Koyanim. You know why, says the Mashal? Because it's Va'ani Avorchem. All you're doing is facilitating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give his bracha. It's not that the Koyanim themselves are giving the bracha. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's giving the bracha. So in such a way, in such an understanding of Berchas Koyanim, it's not considered that the Koyanim themselves are actually doing a mitzvah on their own. They're only facilitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. That's how the Mashal says, She'ein zu ha-mitzvah. What they're trying to do is to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha should be chal. Therefore, there's no bracha on it. On that kumashman that you do make a bracha, and since he introduced that you do make a bracha, but here you see all that I've shown you now, that the idea of Berchas Koyanim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the bracha. Okay, so far, so good. Now, the question only lends itself that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the bracha, and the Koyanim, before they start of Berchas Koyanim, is they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give the bracha. Afterwards they say, Yirotzein, I want that you should give a bracha. Why do we need that the Koyanim should stand ponim el ponim, facing to us and giving us Yivarecha Hashem? Do it straightforward. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, can you bless Klal Yisrael? Why is the din of Berchas Koyanim ponim el ponim, that the Koyanim standing facing us and telling us that we should get the bracha of Yevarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha Yor Hashem? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's giving the bracha. Go and daven before to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go and daven afterwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say your own tefillah facing the wall, Yevarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, like we daven facing the front. Why do they have to face Klal Yisrael and telling Klal Yisrael, Yevarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha Yor Hashem? Here already I wanted to go back to where we started from. We all know the bracha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is very nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toiv umeitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us everything. In fact, there's an interesting lashon of the Gemara here in Seiter. Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, minayin shehakadosh baruch hu misavei leberchas koyanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves berchas koyanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for the berchas koyanim. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting for the berchas koyanim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toiv umeitiv and he wants to bestow upon us ourselves bracha. What's the problem? Why doesn't always bracha come about? Because we have to be mekablei habracha. We have to be people who can accept the bracha. We have to be people who are low for this bracha. When the Kohenim stand there and say, Yivarechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho, what they're telling us is, you, Klal Yisrael, stand there and be people who the bracha can be mekabel, who can be people befitting the Berchas Hashem. I once saw a beautiful pshat. I told you, start off by saying from the Nachlas Yaakov, I saw from the Nesivis, he touched the word brocha, meloshen brecha, a source of water. And you have a river flowing, sometimes you see here, there's a lot of water, and some places, there's hardly any water, the water's flowing by it and doesn't stop here. What's the difference why in certain places the water's deep and there's a lot of water, and some places where the water just flows by and doesn't stop there at all? Depending how deep the ground is there, how it's built, and if it's done in a way, or it's been through nature, it's like that. It's a place which can accept the water, then the water which flows stays there and stops there. We have to be able to be such type of people where this brecha, this water which is flowing, the berchas Hashem, we have to be able to be mekablei habracha, and then more of it stops with us and more of it is going to stick onto our ways. And that is what the Koyanim turn to us. The Koyanim turn to us and say, Yivarechecho Hashem, we have got to be mechavein, to be listen and to hear the words of the Koyanim, to say Yivarechecho Hashem, we have to be mekablei habracha. In fact, the Charedim, when he brings down this mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to do the bracha, how do we do the bracha? We stand there. It's not good enough just listening. steht noch weit wie Israel wo im dem ponem knaget pneya kan bestike um khavnem libom le kabel bel khosam kedvar hashem. You've got to have kavona. In Shechnorach it says you've got to stand there ka'oimed betfila, as if you're standing to be oimed betfila. And not only the Kohenim have got to be ponim keneged ponim, you've got to be ponim keneged ponim to listen to the words of the Kohenim and think how I want to put myself in a position to be a mekabel habracha, and that's how you mekayim the mitzvah. It's not good enough just listening to berachas kohanim. The way the Haredim writes in you mekayim the mitzvah, they are standing b'shtika u'mechavnim libam berachosam kedvar Hashem, they're mechavn, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down here that ka'imdim betfila. When we stand for berachas kohanim, we stand listening, and you're not allowed to distract yourself. You know, we think that you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim's hands. The main reason is because of the Shechina. It's a reason as well, but it's because we're not allowed to distract ourselves from being mechaven, to be mekabel, the Berachas Kohanim. Because that is what basically we are doing by Berachas Kohanim. We're listening carefully, we're working out to ourselves how should we be in a position to be mekabel the Berachas Kohanim. And that is what our mitzvah, and that's how we are mekayim the mitzvah. Because Berachas Kohanim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tevi meitim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the bracha. There's a lashon of Rashi, which Rashi brings down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad she'ato metzave, tell me to do for my children, tell my children to be ready that they should do for what I expect from them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I want to give. I'm here to give to you. But you just make sure you're in a position to be able to accept what I want to give you. Acha'atu metzava, me or my children, tell my children. So the Kohen stands there and says, Yivarechecho Hashem, face to face. The bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he stands there standing face to face to the Klal Yisrael and saying, Yivarechecho Hashem. What he in essence is trying to say is, be in a position to be mekabel, the Berachas Hashem, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toiv umeitiv. The truth is, all the brachas here are directly somewhat connected to Ruchnias here. Yevarechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho, how does Rashi explain? We're telling Klal Yisrael, Yevarechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho. Yevarechecho Hashem is what? Yisbaruchu nechosecho, yonechosim, v'yishmerecho. Minamazikim. Very interesting Rashi, Minamazikim. Rashi doesn't say Shalei Yuvei Mazikim shouldn't take away your money. Rashi says like this, Shalneisen Matona La'avdei, somebody gives his Matona to his servant, Eino Yochei L'Shoimroi. The servant can't look after it. Mikol Odom, the Kivin Shaboim, Listim Olam, V'Noitli Ma'isim, and then come along people who are going to steal it from him, Ma'ano Yeshle. I don't understand the words of Rashi. Shalneisen Matona La'avdoi eino yochei l'shoimroi. He can't guard it. Eino yochei l'shoimroi. And what does it mean la'avdoi? Why say avdoi? Hanoisen matona eino yochei l'shoimroi. You know what the explanation of Rashi is, a medrash. But the explanation of Rashi is, we're talking about somebody, the medrash says, that the king called him to his palace from his town for service. And then he leaves his town, and he's away from where he's supposed to be. So people come and take away whatever he's left at home. Hanoisen matona la'avdoi, meaning somebody who is serving his king and leaving his home, eino yochel l'shomer, he's not home to guard it. The bracha which we're giving here, v'yishmarecho, is la'avdoi, a person who is otherwise occupied. I'm busy. I've got plenty of work to do. What work is he doing? What work is he doing? He's serving Hashem. That's Hanoisen Matona La'avdoi. La'avdoi. And Eino Yochel L'Shomer, he's otherwise occupied. Dortengate, so Yivarechecho Hashem V'Yishmerecho, is somebody who is basically doing the Berchas, doing the Avodas Hashem, and he can't look after, he's otherwise occupied. Is Yivarechecho Hashem V'Yishmerecho. Yoer Hashem Pona V'Ilecho is, as we all know, Yoer Hashem is Torah, Chochmas Odom, Toer Ponov, Yoer Hashem, Ner Mitzvah, V'Toer Oyer. So the bracha in itself is something which is expected from us. V'chineko is Chein, Toer gives Chein. Yisu Hashem Pona V'Ilecho, interesting, a taich from Ponim Yofois, Parshas Nosoi, is a Loshen, of counting, because it's a nesia, an uplifting. Yisu Hashem pono ve'ilecho, meaning we should have a life of going upwards in life. Oyel achayim lemaila lemaskil. And I'll finish off with one beautiful word, which to explain a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, Yisu Hashem pono ve'ilecho, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisei ponem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for our sins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Gemara in Baruchah says, Omru Malachi HaShores lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Madua atu noisei ponem li Yisrael? Omru HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich lo esa ponem? Why shouldn't I be noisei ponem? Why shouldn't I forgive them? Ksiv v'chalto v'savoto, you're supposed to only make berachas hamazon when you eat k'dei sevir. Vehi medaktikim al atzmon. And as we know, you're supposed to make berachas hamazon even with a kezayis midrabbonon or a kebeya. Al kezayis v'kebeya. Why specifically for this point of medaktikim b'kezayis or b'kebeya do we get the nesias ponim? Writes the Chassam Sefer, because v'chalto v'savoto, a person's got all that he needs in life and he goes and thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, fine. But he's only got a kezayis. Why isn't he eating any more? The truth is, he hasn't got enough for his own personal needs, and he still goes and thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels everything's from Hashem, everything's right. He's willing to forgo his own personal needs. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you've done something which is not correct, I will also do Yis Hashem Pono Velecho. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us with this.
Yeah, hello.
Okay. We still have the subject of Abdul, which is quite an expensive subject within the Hilchas Shabbos. If a person does not have to summon for Abdullah, he doesn't have to summon. So the Machaber says he doesn't have to go out of his way to find them. And the Rebbeinu explains to me that a person needs to invigorate a nefesh that is pained by the exit of Shabbos, and therefore it's not something which is li'ikuv. Interestingly, although in the weekdays there are various categories of atzei b'sumim, isbei b'sumim, minei b'sumim, on Motzei Shabbos, however, all assume the one generic term of minei b'sumim in order to avoid confusion. Ideally, the scent should emanate from a source that qualifies as minei psumim, me'ikure, namely clothes or mask or something like this.